From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. government on Monday will begin the process of notifying individuals affected by a massive cyber attack on the agency, which collects background information and issues security clearances for millions of U.S. government employees. VOA's Pam Dawkins has details.
Some officials and analysts say they believe China-based hackers with possible links to the country's government are behind the attack that has targeted the personal information of as many as 4 million current and former federal government workers. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest stopped short of assigning blame.
I can't get into any conclusions that have been reached about who or what country may be responsible for this particular incident.
He added that the administration took seriously the need to defend federal security networks from cyber intrusions such as this one. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
United Nations urging all sides in the Ukraine conflict to fully respect the ceasefire agreement reached earlier this year. It issued the call as top U.S. defense officials and diplomats met Friday at the headquarters of the U.S. European Command to review the effectiveness of economic sanctions against Russia and NATO's strategy in deterring further Russian actions in Ukraine. United Nations top human rights official says he's deeply concerned that no action has been taken over allegations that African Union peacekeepers killed 11 people in the Central African Republic last year. The Central African Republic was hit by sectarian violence more than a year ago when the Christian militia was formed to combat the mostly Muslim rebels who had taken control of the country. This is VOA News. U.S. general who serves as the air commander in the war against the Islamic State has placed blame solely on the militants for any civilian casualties that occurred during a recent U.S. strike on a bomb factory for the Islamic State, also referred to as Daesh. VOA's Carla Babb has our report.
Just days after witnesses of a coalition airstrike in Hawija said the strike flattened an entire area and killed dozens of civilians, Coalition Air Commander U.S. Lieutenant General John Hesterman told reporters Friday the strike involved a very disciplined targeting process. He says the U.S. dropped a very small weapon on the bomb factory, which, due to what was inside, led to a massive secondary explosion.
Let's be clear. What did the damage was the huge amount of high explosives that Daesh intended to turn into murderous weapons.
At least one of these air attacks caused the death of civilians, including children. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Man in the U.S. state of Texas has been sentenced to almost 7 years in prison for planning to join the militant group Islamic State in Syria. 24-year-old Michael Todd Wolf, who called himself Farouk, was sentenced Friday in a federal court in Texas for attempting to provide material support to a designated terrorist organization. Wolf had arranged to meet with an FBI undercover employee who he believed would help him travel to Syria, where he planned to join the militants. Wolf pleaded guilty to the charges against him. The death toll from the capsized ship in China rose to 331 today as disaster teams searched the now upright vessel for more bodies, making it China's deadliest boat disaster in nearly seven decades. The boat had more than 450 people aboard, many of them elderly tourists, for a cruise from Nanjing to the southwestern city of Chongqing when it capsized on Monday. 14 people survived. A Pakistani police official says 8 of the 10 men convicted and jailed for an attack on the Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai for her activism for female education have been freed. In April, Pakistani officials said the 10 men had been found guilty of the planning and execution of the attack on Malala and were sentenced to at least 25 years in prison. These were the first convictions in the 2012 attack on Malala, who was 14 years old when she was shot on her way home from school in the Swat Valley. She survived, was airlifted for treatment to Britain, where she now resides. Pakistani Taliban group claimed responsibility for the attack and said it would target Malala again if she ever returned to Pakistan. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.